Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
All right, I am like the last person in the world you should take dating advice from, and I'll admit that right now, but I have a tip that I'm going to share momentarily, and I'll tell you where this comes from, why I believe it's a good idea, and how it currently is something that my wife and I are discussing. Confusing, huh?
You're finishing the workday with Jay Roberts.
In the Valley's fun music.
See you tomorrow.
105.7 CFW.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to.
105.7 CFW.
Oh,
80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. So my dating advice, and the reason that I'm talking about this, and my wife and I have kind of been thrust into the middle of this, is because a good friend of ours is currently looking for a man. She's 40 years old. She looks like she's 25. She is just a phenomenal person. She's got a lot of interest. A lot of people are interested in her. So she's going on dates to kind of, you know, see how these guys are, see if, you know, if she can make a connection with one of them. Problem is, the connection hasn't happened yet, and we're waiting very patiently because we want the best thing for her, but we also want her to be safe. You never know who you're going to go on a date with, especially, you know, when it's like these online dating. You don't know who these people are. You're meeting up in strange places. So we have got her turning on her location in Snapchat whenever she goes on a date. So she basically says, hey, I got a date on Friday at 7 o'clock. I'll turn on my Snapchat location. So she does, just in case things go south. She got someone to help take care of business, and find her and save her from a bad situation and stuff. Keep it in mind. Let your friends know if you're dating, all right? It's my advice.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. Right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch, I'm torn.
'90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
90s and more. 105.7.
Off the street, oh girl, she likes the boy.
And the sounds of Rick James, 105.7 CFW, working through the 6 o'clock hour. Music now from Neon Trees.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
It is my understanding we got a little warm-up coming back again, and maybe some more sunshine as well. Look at that weather forecast coming momentarily on 105.7 CFW.
I will survive without you.
Are you or someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary? Drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 105.7 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your Nature Made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Republicans are asking State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself from their appeal to a recent ruling on Act 10. The ruling from a Dane County Circuit Court judge in December overturned most of the law as unconstitutional, saying it violated the equal protection guarantees in the state constitution. Justice Protasiewicz had regularly expressed her belief that Act 10 was unconstitutional when running for the seat in 2023. The Dane County ruling was put on hold pending the result of the Republican appeal. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is accepting applications for Wisconsin Fast Forward grants. According to a press release, the grant program is meant to increase the number of skilled workers in the state. Public agencies, private organizations, and tribal governments can apply for the program and could be eligible to receive some funding to train more skilled workers themselves. Grant awards range from $5,000 to $400,000. Applications must be submitted by 3 p.m. on March 11th. Some Chippewa Valley schools are advising parents on their immigration policies amid increased enforcement. The school district of the Menominee area and the Eau Claire area school district shared information on their policies this week, outlining their response in the event of immigration and customs enforcement officials showing up with a warrant. Both districts say they are not required to comply with the typical administrative ICE warrant, but may be required to if a warrant is signed by a federal judge or a U.S. magistrate is present. The Eau Claire City Council voted to approve a 4.1% increase in water rates on Tuesday. The resolution was approved unanimously and will take effect in February. City officials say the average resident will see a rate increase of about $3 per quarter. They say the increase is necessary to keep up with inflation and the increased cost of treating the water, as well as preparing for unexpected costs like pipe maintenance. City officials also noted that Eau Claire is still on the lower end of the spectrum when it comes to water rates in Wisconsin. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny, record warmth possible tomorrow, high upper 40s. Mostly sunny as we look into Friday, a high in the upper 30s. And staying mild as we look into the weekend, maybe a rain or snow shower. Current temp is 30. CFW.
80s, 90s, and more.
Might as well jump, jump.
CFW.
Mr. Tony Lorino is ready to go, taking over with Throwback Nation Radio coming up in moments on 105.7 CFW. We appreciate you listening. I will catch you tomorrow.
You're listening to Jay Roberts. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. For the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW. Groupie, I seen her dancing to hell with romance.